sticking around. We're going to cover a lot of different topics. I recently did an update, and so I've tried to kind of focus on those things that I think would be of most interest to your particular bar. And so we're going to it's going to be kind of hodgepodge, skip around a bit, but I think we'll get there. I think it's interesting that he described the topic as provocative, which I think is very appropriate. It's about the only type of practice of law that you can actually learn about sex, drugs, not so much rock and roll, but at least sex and drugs are a key part of my practice, which is really cool. But we're going to start with something a little drier than that, and that is alternate dispute resolution. Recognize that when your clients are going into a lawsuit with an employee or an ex-employee, it's a very different world than when they go into a lawsuit against another business or a large medical group, et cetera. Because bottom line is you're always going to be Goliath getting sued by David. And the vast majority of the jurors that you pull are going to be more easily able to identify with the employee or the former employee than they are with the company in almost every context. Now, you know, if you're representing the medical industry, you generally are going to be better off than somebody who isn't, but, you know, because you've got that sympathy factor, you've got the you're reaching out to the community and being helpful factor, but you're still going to often be Goliath, just a softer, gentler Goliath, but you're still the giant. So you're going to be facing a jury that has going to be tend to be more employee biased, tend to be more emotional, and not really have a context within which to determine how to award damages. Our experience has been in our field to go with either arbitration or jury waivers for the most part where you can. And I recognize there's a lot of bias against arbitration, but I think a lot of that bias comes from people who practice in areas where it's business versus business.